WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. Coming up in about 10 minutes, right after headlines at the bottom of the hour, we'll speak with Michael Belitsky with the Bartlett Arboretum based in Stamford about their summer camps. WGCH News Center time is 8:21, and on this Valentine's Day, we welcome in Catherine Ladnier to talk about Valentine's Day's past and letter writing, World War II letters from Valentine's Day. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Tony.
And it's changed over the years in many ways, but one of the big ways is the way we used to write letters, I guess, back in the day. And you've got a whole bunch from your mother, right?
It's a dying art. I inherited these letters around 2003 and started reading them, and the language is so beautiful that I felt that they should be saved and preserved and should be told. So I started doing programs based on these letters,
mm-hmm.
and they're very meaningful.
Mm-hmm. And you've even got a website, right?
Yes, deareva.org. Eva was my mother. And if you like, I can read a letter that Aunt May wrote to my mother.
Now, who was Aunt May?
Aunt May was my Uncle Bill was my mother's younger brother, who was in the U.S. Army. And my Aunt May spent the war years in the sanatorium in Blue Ridge Mountains. She suffered from tuberculosis the entire war.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Eva, I think Bill's picture turned out fine. I kept it here beside me all day to look at and showed it to everyone who came along. I plan someday to get a small frame for it. When I get the frame and put his picture on the table here, I guess no one will hear from me. I'll spend all my time just lying here and smiling at him. He's the sweetest thing. Said this old war is going to be over one of these days before long. So when I make my new aprons to make long strings, for he's going to tie himself to my apron strings and never untie them. He is a darling. If I ever try to henpeck that fellow, I hope someone will kick me. Valentine, just for you. There is so much I'd like to say. Sweetheart, if I but knew the words that tell how much it means to love someone like you. There are so very many joys and so much that is fine. I'm wishing just for you because you are my Valentine.
Now, that was written from your Aunt May to your
mother.
To your mother.
Right.
And not to her husband.
No.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's interesting.
My mother said getting a letter from May was just like getting a letter from Bill.
Ah. And what year was that written?
This would have been 1942.
42. And did your uncle make it through the war?
He did. He survived the sinking of the HMT Rona, which is the worst disaster in American history that no one has ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 75th anniversary of the sinking of the Rona. Uncle Bill survived, but more than 1,100 U.S. servicemen did not.
Wow. Wow. That's great.
And no one's ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Roosevelt and Churchill classified it. It was not declassified for more than 50 years.
So that was a secret ship?
Yes. It was probably one of the biggest secrets of World War II.
There's a great novel to be written in there somewhere.
There's been something written about the Rona, but not a great deal. It's still largely unknown, and there's a very large Connecticut connection. My Uncle Bill was a lieutenant in the 853rd Engineers Aviation Battalion, which was formed in Dyersburg, Tennessee. The enlisted men of the 853rd came from Bradley Field.
Okay. Here in Windsor Locks in Connecticut, right? Great. Let's get some more letters here.
Now, this is a Greenwich, Connecticut veteran, lovely Daniel Badger, who grew up in France. Dear Mariette, we all know now that we will shortly embark for the invasion, that we are to land at Utah Beach on D-Day, and that the mission will be the capture of Cherbourg. The air is balmy, and as we relax in the sunshine, the chatter is excited, then subsides for a while as each of us tries to conjure up his own picture of what it will be like. During every hour of every day, when you'll be wondering where I am and what I'm doing and what I'm thinking of, there mustn't be any doubt in your mind about my love for you. My constant prayers are that we'll be together again soon. There will never be any doubt that you are and always will be facing whatever trials with courage and calm, and that your eyes will be bright and tender for the sake of our Vinny and for the sake of me too. With all the tenderness and devotion in my heart, dearest Mariette, Daniel.
So that must have been written right before the D-Day invasion.
Yes.
So that was not a Valentine's
letter. But it's a love letter.
It's a love letter. And Vinny is their son, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Right. Great, great.
And Daniel survived the war, and he and Mariette were extremely involved in the community here.
All right, they lived in Greenwich. And
yes.
So their son Vinny then grew up in Greenwich as
yes.
well. Yes. All right, good, good. Any other Valentine's letters?
Here's one that I really love. It's from a lovely soldier who was the father of a very dear friend of mine, Christine Martel Plasas. Yolanda, dearest, this is the last letter you will receive from me as a man who hasn't seen Paris. If you were here, we could steal a jeep and see some of the city. Come to think of it, I have never made love to you in a jeep, but I certainly could do it now. Baby, if I could just see you for 5 minutes, I'd be satisfied for a while. I love you, sweetheart. John.
Pretty risque. That's a personal one there, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have quite a few from him. He was quite a character.
Quite a character. Okay.
And quite brave.
Good, good. Let's get to one more. We're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Another Greenwich veteran, Bob Wiley. This is his father wrote to his mother. Darling Marjorie, you have some son and some daughter. I have some wife, some son, some daughter. Your son and mine was well, healthy, fine, clean-looking, and has finished combat flying in Europe. I feel sure that in the not-too-distant future, he'll be home for the rest and refitting. We had a delightful but quiet time together. When I left him in the airfield, I felt sad and lonely, and yet I think he looked very sorry that I was going too. Well, it shouldn't be too long now, and once again we can be an odd collection of humans headed by myself. Isn't it nice the way a few kind words can travel so far, so fast, and have such a grand feeling? All of my love, Sterling. And this was written just after D-Day.
All right, great. Catherine, great stuff on this Valentine's Day. And like we were saying before, the art of writing letters is a dying art.
Maybe we can bring it back.
We can bring it back. And I don't know if we could match the poetry of some of those
It might
letters.
Be difficult, but we could give lessons.
We could try. All right. Are you a letter writer yourself? Do you still write letters
yes.
to people?
Yes.
Beautiful. Good to talk to you, Catherine. We'll see you on March 7th. You're going to come in for our Historical Society
yes,
segment.
Yes, I am.
Right?
I look forward to it.
All right, great. Good to see you.
Thank
very
you,
much.
Tony.
All right. Catherine Ladnier, W.